Should be little news for some kind of losers from Shai Misha and Daniel Rifki Bas Misha Israeli Stroma Nachamar Misha Bisuswich Lema Shai Misha Shiva Malcolm and Bracha Basar Malcolm at Witzel and Pegodino and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Simen Ayin Resh Beis and we are in Sif Tes. We are up to the Ramah in Sif Tes. Okay, so we started talking about over here Tamar Medina just to sum up again what's Negea when it comes to Friday night Kiddush, the generally in always wine is always the best option. Everybody agrees that wine is okay. Even if wine is not commonly drunk, wine is okay. The second best option is Friday night is bread. By day is Chamar Medina that we learned so far. Now, what's classified as Chamar Medina is a tremendous machlokes amongst the late Paiskim. In Chamar Medina, the first choice in Chamar Medina is drinks that are meshaker, they have alcohol content to them, and they're drunk by the general population. They're drunk, the people drink it by a good meal. So that could be whiskey, cognac, things like that. The second option is things like juices, coffee, tea, if they are drunk regularly by people. Not everybody holds that that could be Chamar Medina. If it does not, if it's something that's not Meshaker, so that runs into a question. And then you go down to the next level is sodas and things like that, where is even a bigger machlek is whether or not that could be considered Chamar Medina. So those should be used only in a very, very Shasti Eved. You have no other choice. And water, as we said, can never be Chamar Medina. So that's the general review of it. Says the Ramah. The minig is like the Rosh. Friday night, we should always make our wine. Shabbos morning, Havdalah, we can use Chamar Medina. Beer, if there is wine, well, you kaddish on the pas. You should not you be mekaddish on the pas. What happens if somebody makes a neder? I'm not going to drink wine. Right? So what is he supposed to do? He can make kiddish and have other people drink it. What happens if he's alone? Then he has no choice. He should make kiddush on bread, or he should, and he cannot make on wine. Because so Friday night he shouldn't revert to Chamar Medina. He should make kiddush on the bread. Oh, yish make kiddush macherim, or go to some place where there will be somebody making kiddush, on Kiddush on wine, and therefore he'd be yaitza from that person. You look in Agoyes Maimony, Perichov Test, the Mechazer al Achayayin, you should always look for wine. Chubas Maimony, Seifa Flossim, and now the Kaddish al Pas that you could make on bread. That somebody made a bed, nether, if he's with other people, should have to make on wine. If he's himself, then he can make on the bread. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah here, Sif Katan Lamed Gimel. Yochel Kaddish Olav, that we said that if there is no, we said as follows, that if he can't drink wine, right, then he can, because he made a neder, he can make Kiddush Al HaYayin, and other people will drink it for him. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham disagrees with this. Says, I can't make Kiddush l'chatchila, that I'm not going to drink any of it, and other people aren't going to drink it. Since they know how to make their own bracha, as we'll see shortly in Simmer, that if they, for whatever reason, they're not being made to him, he should not rely on the fact that other people are going to drink his wine, especially if those other people know how to make their own bracha. So then why am I making a bracha for them if I'm not drinking? When I'm being made to them, I'm being made to myself, I can also be made to other people. But if I'm not really being made to myself with the Bar Priya Gaf, then why am I making a bracha? Let the other people make a bracha. Which was explaining. He just said that there's nobody with him. So he says he should go here from, he has someone else make Kiddush. If there's no one with him, how does he have someone else? He explains. The Shabru is saying is if a guy made a neder not to drink wine, and he wants to do the mitzvah properly, be yaitzu at wine, he should go to the next door neighbor and say, can you please be mitzvah me with Kiddush, eat some challah over there, and then he can go back home and he can finish up his meal. Let's see, Sif Yud. This is very negay. Birchas Yain Shel Kiddush, Poteres Yain Shel Betei Chasudos. If I make Kiddush on wine, I do not have to make another bracha by Pir Gofen during the meal. The kid, we've learned this already when we were doing Hilchos Brachas. So if I'm drinking wine before the meal with the intent to drink wine during the meal, the Bayer Pir Gofen I make before the meal is Maitzi, the Bayer Pir Gofen that I would have to make during the meal. So even though HaMaitzi is pata as everything else, as we know, HaMaitzi doesn't pata the wine. But the Bayer Pir Gofen before the meal patas the wine during the meal. Ve'en a time bracha la'achrav. You don't have to make a separate bracha achrayin. I mean, I do not have to make an ala gefen after at the end of the meal, the birchas hamazon patarte, because since I'm going to bench at the end of the meal, the benching paters my bread and the rest of the meal, and also paters the wine. Bench hu alakos, bench ein alakos doesn't make a difference if when I'm benching alakos or not. Regardless, the benching paters the wine that I drank before the meal, the wine that I drank during the meal. It pat. I don't have to make a separate al hagefen. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Lamed Hey. Okay. By Teres, okay. It patters the wine, the Kevachum Kaim Suda. Since you're drinking the wine by the Suda, Sarkhe Asudahu, it's considered part of the meal. Umachmasa Huba, and it's coming to and therefore it's coming as part of the meal, right? And therefore the Biracha Achrayna patters the wine that I drank before the meal by Kiddush and the wine that I drank during the meal. Now, one thing over here, which we mentioned when we learned the Mechaber, but it's just to clarify it, if I made Kiddush on wine, I made a Bar Pir Gof, and I had no intention of drinking wine during the meal, and then I change my mind, I decide that I'm going to drink wine during the meal, right? Or it's not just that I had no intention. I have to have, if I had blank intention, l'chaira, we generally drink wine during the meal. So if that's your normal way, it would cover it. But let's say I had not feeling so well, I'm gonna make Kiddush on wine, and then my intent is I am not going to drink during the meal. It's no difference like anything else. You masich das from drinking it. And then if you decide that during the meal you want to have wine, you would have to go ahead and make another Bar Pir Gofen. The Bar Pir Gofen that I made before the meal patters the wine during the meal. Vehu adin. Remember, we learned this way back when. Back then, the minig was that you had wine before the meal, then you had your meal, you had oftentimes would have wine during the meal, and then when you finished your meal, after they took away the table, you would drink another glass of wine before benching. It's not referring to the glass of wine that you would have for benching. There would be a glass of wine before benching. So it was considered after the meal. It wasn't really part of the meal. It was sort of like a dessert after the meal. So you had wine before the meal, wine during the meal, and wine after the meal. So the Shabbos is telling us that not only does the Kiddush pater the wine during the meal, but it also patters the wine that is after the meal. The birchas hamazon patarta, the birchas hamazon patters all these wines. The koishel kiddush, the cup of kiddush, gam who gam came chal dvarim habayim machmas asuda. This is also considered something that is considered part of the meal, because in order for me, the svara is that in order for me to drink to eat the meal, I need to make kiddush. Since it's the kiddush wine, in order to make kiddush, you need wine. The wine is considered part of the meal, and therefore the birchas hamazon after the meal will patter the wine that I drank before the meal. But ayin le'el simen kufayin dal ha'inu d'shamavar da'filo lo'hoi lo yayin klal b'toich hamazon. Even if, as we mentioned, even if there was no wine at all during the during the meal, gam kein paita birchas hamazon kiddush. The birchas hamazon patters all these wine. Okay, let's get started a little bit over here. We still have a few more minutes. Let's get started with Reish Ayin Gimel. Sheyi kiddush from makom suda. We need to make our kiddush from makom suda. Says the mechaber, ein kiddush al makom suda. When you make kiddush, you have to make the kiddush in a makom suda. Before we go further, let's see before which we're going to get into what is considered makom suda, what is not considered makom suda. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Makom suda, the ksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'karasa l'shabbos einig. You should call for the Shabbos einig. Now this is really an asmachta, but v'karasa, you should call out. right? Meaning that it's referring to the Kiddush. Oinig is Isuda, as he goes on to explain. Karas l'shem zaynig, bimkoin oinig, in the place of oinig, shehu asuda, which is the Suda, shom tehei akriya shel Kiddush, the reading, the calling out of the Kiddush, being mekadosh the yom, should be oinig. Where is oinig and Kiddush together? We do the Kiddush, b'makom Suda. And therefore, we Chacham tell us that when I'm making Kiddush, it has to be b'makom Suda. U'b'bayis echad, in one house, mipina lapina, from one corner to the next corner, chashiv makom echad, that is considered one place. And he explains, kiddush lecha, I made kiddush with the intent, then I'm going to eat it in one corner, and I decide I'm going to eat in another corner. Afilu traklin gadol, it's a very large ballroom. And it's tzarich lachzal kaddish, you do not have to make kiddush again. Let's see the Mishaburu. If I made kiddush on one corner, and my intention when I made the kiddush to go to the other, that would also be fine. But nimlach lechem, she's saying it, says the Mishavur, and this is very important. Although the Mechaber tells us that if I made kiddush on one corner of the house, of the room, and I decide I'm going all the way over to the other side, I consider kiddush makom suda, but lemaisa, you should make the kiddush where you plan on eating, or at least where you can eat a kazayas. So yesh machir and gam bepina lepina, that those who argue and say that from one place to another you cannot do it. Unless that was the intention, lecha is that you don't have to be concerned about it. Bepina lecha, now this is one corner to the other corner, one room. So, which can be, you walked into the your Sunday and you're in the hall and what's it called, Faris Mordechai by the Chasana, and you're going to make Kiddush on one side and make Kiddush on the other. Now it's Sunday, so you shouldn't be making Kiddush, but let's say Shlomo was making Chasana not on Sunday, you should still make you. It's a large room that is fine. But the Eved, we said. But what happens if it's from one room to the next room? Even though it's the same house, so this is what the Mishnah Berurah is warning us, because Mechaber said uba bayis echad mepina lepina, one house, but it doesn't really mean one house; it means one room. But what happens if I'm going from one room to another? If I go ahead and I make kiddush in my kitchen, and then I decide I'm going to eat in my dinette, and then I decide I'm going to eat in my dining room, and I didn't eat in between, I was not yotze makom kiddush. Okay, and therefore, I have to make kiddush. I have to make kiddush again. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and Amir Hashem, we are going to continue in this topic on Monday. Shkoyach.
Thanks for the plug. I appreciate it.